Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Thanks to Mama Momo, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN NBA insider and friend of the program, for joining us there that last hour. Speaking of friends of the program, time for the Max Show. Mark Anthony Kay joins us now here, as he does each and every week. A little early this week because LZ and I will be off for all the basketball the rest of the week. We don't even have a show tomorrow, right, Greg? Real quick before I get to Mac, we don't have a show tomorrow because we have Rams All Access. So we're done for this week. This is our last three segments of the week. So Mac, thank you for changing your schedule to join us here. You live in Southern California. We talked to you about alcohol last week. It is Mexican Independence Day. Will you partake in a margarita, a shot of tequila, even how about a Dos Equis beer, something on Mexican Independence Day?
Honestly, I would love to, but with the timing of our game on Friday, I have to opt out. So it might have to be when we come back on Saturday. I will partake in it for sure.
So disciplined.
I don't understand. You're so young. When I was your age, I could drink like an entire liquor store full of alcohol, take a nap, and then work 12 hours in the fields.
Yeah, it's a little different now, LZ, so... As much as I'm sure a lot of us would like to do that, our bodies don't agree with it the next day. So, and you know Bob, right? So,
no, that's true.
Yeah, Bob can be a little strict for sure. So, Mac, congratulations! You scored the first goal in the last game. Your second of the year, obviously a much needed win, as we talked about last week, because you guys had been in a slump. What was it like to kind of get off the schneid there?
Yeah, it's obviously very important to have games where you can bounce back, especially when you lose. We haven't experienced it that often in our three seasons, but I'm proud of the guys to dig deep and know how important it is to get a win, especially at home.
Obviously a season ago, you guys, had the best record in the league. Obviously you had home field advantage. This go round, you're fighting to make the postseason. So my question to you is, is it easier in terms of the pressure you're putting yourself to be the team with the home field advantage? Or are you comfortable just saying, let me just get in, and then wherever we go, that's where we go, and I'm good no matter what? Where are you as an athlete with that?
No, I think home field advantage is important. And throughout the league's history, it's been evident. So that's definitely something we want to get. But at the end of the day, we just have to win our games. And if we win our games, then we'll be in a better position when playoffs come. So I don't think it's too much of a topic of conversation right now. But honestly, I didn't even think about it until you said it. But
you're welcome.
I'm already thinking that that's something we're so used to having, that home playoff game. So we're definitely going to make sure we can do everything to keep that 3 years in a row.
Mac, what was it like to have Atuesta also back in the lineup?
Amazing. Edward is a big, big player for us. He's going to go on and do great things in his career. And with me and him, we've just created such a good chemistry over the last 3 years. And just to see how resilient he's been since coming back from Orlando, pushing himself to get back, and then, coming on the field and showing us who he was as a player for, the last 2.5 years or in 20 odd minutes, it's exciting for the team and definitely boosts the team morale.
I know we're supposed to be talking about the Sockers, but did you see the game last night, bruh?
So I didn't watch the game last night, but
Canada was in the house.
Friend. Yeah. I was hearing it from all my Toronto supporters, my teammates from Toronto, about how the Clippers were blowing it. So,
Do you know Jamal Murray? Because he's Canadian too.
Unfortunate.
Do you know Jamal Murray? He's Canadian too. That's a great question.
I actually don't. I don't know him. He's not from Toronto. He's from outside the city, and I'm sure he left at a young age. So.
Damn, Mac! I saw what you just did there. He ain't from LA. He's from Palmdale. I don't know that dog like that. I see what you just did there.
Got to keep it real, man. Too many people are claiming the six, So I'm an honest guy about that. If you're born and raised in Toronto, okay, you can claim it. But he's Canadian's own, and we're really proud of him. So it's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. He's from Kitchener. Where is Kitchener in location to Toronto? How far is that?
It's a little southwest of Toronto. It's probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, he's just Canadian. Is he in the province still, or is he not even in the province?
Yeah, it's like
in the province.
it's like like if you're from Palm Springs, right? Like it's it's not L.A.
It's there. People know about it.
Right.
Not many people visit there, but it's there.
So let me ask you this. I'm sorry, LZ. Just a quick follow up. Since we're talking about that game, you know, obviously today everybody in sports talk about the collapse that the Clippers had. What would be the equivalent to that? Because this was a big collapse. Like, what is the soccer equivalent to blowing a 3-1 lead? Like, what has been the one that you remember that you – a match that you watched or something that you were like, I can't believe this match flipped the way it did?
I would have to say I'm pretty sure it's Champions League last year. I'm pretty sure Barcelona was up 3-0 in the first leg on Liverpool. And, you know, Barcelona's a great team. They have Messi, and you think 3-0, done, dusted, and Liverpool come back and win in the second leg. So I think that would be a similar one, but I don't even think that Denver is on the level of what Liverpool was doing last year, you know what I mean? But that's a soccer-equivalent one for sure.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, like, the absolute worst you could possibly feel,
yeah.
When you hear an athlete like a Kawhi or a Paul George give up something like that, or a Messi give up something like that, how bad do you feel?
We lost Mac.
I think we lost Mac. Is he going to return?
No, I think we have to break anyway.
And if he, because I just wanted to play Return of the Mac because then it would make sense.
Well, tell him we appreciate it, Laura, because we have to break anyway. But I mean, if you want to sneak him in for his answer, we could do that real quick at the top when we're done. Is he back?
Yeah,
oh, Mac, go ahead.
There you go. So how?
Sorry, I didn't hear the finish the question. Yeah.
So the question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you, as a fellow athlete, feel for athletes of that caliber who do give up these kind of leads and know they're going to get razzed for it?
Yeah, it sucks. You know, there's always going to be a winner and a loser in this game and any of the games. And it's just, you feel for it for them when they lose, because obviously we've all been there. And you know, they've been doing great stuff their whole career. So I can't be one to judge their laps or anything like that, but it's definitely a tough moment for them, and we sympathize with them. And then you got to credit the winners. You got to credit Denver.
The Mac Show. Mark Anthony K scored a goal in their last win against the Timbers. They are taking on the Seattle Sounders on Friday at 7 o'clock at CenturyLink Field. You can check it out on YouTube TV, Estrella TV, right here on ESPN LA 710 and on the app. Thank you so much, Mac, for joining us. We will catch up with you again very soon. Best of luck. Stay healthy. Stay safe.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks, sir.
You too. Take care. There he is. All right, LZ, coming up next, you and I are going to have to address what the rest of the sports world, kind of alluding to what Mac mentioned there at the end, can learn from the Clipper collapse. And we'll open up the phones one more time at 877-710-ESPN. What went wrong? How do you fix it? What do they need to do? What about the Clipper curse? Can they ever get out of the Clipper curse? Do you think Marcellus Wiley will ever get out of witness protection? All these things will be answered with your phone calls at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. And we have T-shirts to give away. We have packs, right? What do we have, Greg? Tell the people what we have.
We have a gift box full of candy just in time for the Laker game on Saturday.
Candy?
Friday,
candy. And T-shirts?
And a Sedano and LZ T-shirt as well, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's good stuff. All right. All right, well, cool. So that's coming. So dial it up. We'll give it to the best calls at 877-710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here, 877-710-ESPN. If you want to hop aboard, 877-710-3776. You know, Key was on with us earlier, LZ. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he took some shots at Marcellus, you know.
Well deserved.
Yeah, and he said some stuff about you and Travis, right? About, like, you know, and I don't feel like he elaborated on that. But I went back and listened to what he actually posted on Twitter after five margaritas.
Yeah.
And, Laura, play it for me, because I feel like he undersold what he said about you and Travis there. I feel like we should, like, call him back, though it's kind of late on the East Coast. But anyway, play this thing, Laura, because I want to hear this thing.
As I told y'all when I was at ESPN LA.
Okay, stop, stop, stop.
Now I'm in New York.
Holy moly, he really did drink five margaritas the way he started that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard him slur that much since the marquee race. When he downed like 19 margaritas before he faced off with, you know, Marcellus.
877-710-ESPN. Hit us up on what happened to the Clippers, what you think they need to do. Will they ever find their way out of this Clipper curse? 877-710-ESPN. And if you just want to gloat, feel free to. We're giving away a prize pack of candies and Sedano and LZ t-shirts. 877-710-ESPN. All right, play the Key slurring sound.
As I told y'all when I was at ESPN LA, now I'm in New York, but I've been telling y'all for the longest, the Clippers are the Clippers. It's the same old Clippers. Remember LZ and Travis? Oh, the Clippers are not the Clippers. Steve Ballmer's different. Doc's different. Kawhi Leonard, blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, the Clippers are the Clippers. It is what it is, man. I'm just telling you. Red, white, and blue are the same. Purple and gold are the same. Right? The red, white, and blue are losers. And the purple and gold are the winners. Kawhi Leonard made a mistake. And PG made a mistake. That's just what it is. I'm just being honest with you, 100. Y'all might not like me. I may be brash. I may be arrogant. Y'all may hate my radio show here in New York. Whatever the case may be, guess what? Let's go Lakers. Let's go Lakers. 8-24. Rest in peace for life.
He was definitely five margaritas in. There's no question about that.
I actually think he lost track after five margaritas, actually, I think is what we just heard. But listen, here's the thing, though, George. This organization... it's just different than the one that Key grew up with.
Yeah.
This isn't the same organization. And I know a lot of people are going, you don't understand. You weren't born from LA, blah, blah, blah. I'm not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that the Los Angeles Clippers with five championships are going to surpass the Lakers in terms of where they fit in this city's heart. I'm not suggesting that at all. All I'm saying is that they got two top 15 players on that squad, including one guy who has two finals MVPs who is not even 30 years old yet. They got a Hall of Fame coach, and they got an owner with deep pockets and is competitive as hell. That is way, way different than drafting like Michael Olowokandi and wondering why you can't win.
Right.
It's way different. Yeah. They're not the same Clippers, but...
No, it's not Donald Sterling either.
Right, but last night... I ain't got nothing to say. They were the Clippers, and they clipped. Like, there's nothing I can say about it other than they got good bones, which at the beginning of the season, good bones was considered an insult. They were championship quality. But at the, you know, at today on Wednesday, we can at least say they got good bones.
Yeah. Yeah, and look, I don't think it's over for them. But they are on the clock. There is no question about it because – Kawhi and Paul George, I know Ramona says she believes that Paul George will want to be a Clipper for the rest of his career, et cetera. But Kawhi, we don't know about him. And he can opt out, you know, in a year.
He doesn't know what he wants.
Right.
So how are we supposed to know which team he wants to be with? Man, somebody can call him up. Giannis could call him up right now.
Right.
And be like, they're not treating you right in L.A., man. But out here in Milwaukee, you will own the entire county.
Right. Right.
And then next thing you know, there's a press conference, and he's telling you how he always wanted to play with Kawhi, but then once he got a chance to really talk to Giannis, he realized that he and Giannis were best friends,
right,
and that's where he wants to go. That's kind of dude he is. I'm not making it up. That's what he's already done multiple times already.
Right, right. You're 100% right. Let's go to the phones. John in Thousand Oaks. John, what's up? Let's go to Solomon in Lake Balboa. What's up, Solomon?
Hey, I'm good, man. So here's the thing. She is for Clippers. choke and collapse. K is for Kawhi and karma. Ooh. You punked the Lakers, not only one of the greatest basketball franchises of all time, one of the great sports franchises of all time. You punked LeBron and KD, and you chose your poison, and you got it.
Solomon,
yeah.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to give you one of these prize packs with some candy and some shirts. Because I liked your analogy. What did you think, Elsie?
I think it's spot on, especially the part of where he dragged on the free agency to a point in which he knew the Lakers wouldn't be able to recuperate.
He played them. Yes. He tried to sabotage his prime competition. Yes.
Yeah. So, what he didn't realize was that his main competition was actually Paul George, not LeBron James.
No. Let's go to John in Moore Park. John. Hello, John.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, sir? What you got for us?
Hey, my question is, does Doc Rivers losing take him out of the question of being a Hall of Fame coach? Losing
No.
3-1, three times.
No, next
question.
This has happened 13 times. He's lost three of them. I get that. One of them was when he was coaching a bad Orlando team. So that one shouldn't count as much. But no, it doesn't change that he's a Hall of Fame coach, John. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate it. He is a Hall of Fame coach. That pretty much is a done deal.
Yeah.
Anthony in the LBC. Anthony, what's up?
Yes, sir.
What do you got?
I just want to say the only thing Clippers are good for is cutting hair. That's it. How dare they think they could come in here and have a parade and run the championship? Like, where are they going to have the parade at? Who's going to be there? Like, six people? Like, let's be real. And then we got Pandemic P, playoff P. Pandemic P is just, like I said, it's going to be an easy cakewalk now for us.
No. Respect the Nuggets, dog.
Not better than Portland. You think they're better than Portland?
I think they just beat the Clippers. I think they're in the Western Conference Final, so I think you need to respect them.
I think you should have a healthy respect for everybody. You know what I mean? At this stage.
No, not everybody.
No, I'm saying at this stage in the Conference Finals.
Yeah, Conference Finals, absolutely.
You get to the Final Four, like, you got to have respect for that team,
Yeah, I think the Clippers just did the natural Clipper thing.
All right, Anthony, just because you dropped a Clippers is only good for cutting hair, we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to give you one of these prize packs. So we'll hook you up.
All right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to Andy in Ventura. What's up, Andy?
What's up? How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little mad at Keyshawn. He stole my line. I've been texting everybody about halfway through that game, putting six words. The Clippers are still the Clippers. They're not going to do anything better than that. They are jealous of the Lakers, and that's okay. The Lakers should relish in that, because if you ain't got haters in your life, you ain't doing something right.
Come on, Pastor.
We're never going to have people hating on us because we are the Lakers. And as soon as we tie these Boston boys up with these titles, nobody going to be able to say nothing else to us, because then we're going to pass them after that. So I think the Clippers were very arrogant in the bubble. You saw them clowning. They weren't serious. They was going in and out. I know some of them were serious. Some of them had little personal family things they had to do. But they're talking about that they didn't have a nucleus, or they didn't bond together. They should have had a bonding.
Oh, you got to stop. You can't curse. Damn, I was going to give him one of those prize packs.
You still can.
Is he still there?
Who doesn't curse?
Hello?
Right?
I don't know. Is he on hold?
I don't know. Is he?
I can't hear something.
Oh, Laura said that she dumped him and then clicked on him because he's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah, you can't.
She rejected him twice.
Well, no, that is the proper technique when you have to dump someone. The first thing you do is you hang up and then dump. 1-2. That is the proper technique. Am I right, Laura, with the proper technique?
That sounds like you breaking up with somebody.
Yeah, she says you dump first, then click.
Oh, I was taught the other way. Dump. That's how you hang up first, because that way, if you hang up first, because you dump first, they curse again, then you're done. You don't have any more delay.
Yeah, so you bring it down, dump, click.
Okay.
There's no unlimited delays?
No, not at all. No, it needs time to rebuild.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give someone on the phone a prize pack as well.
Just some random person?
What are you
going to
do? You're just going to give somebody a prize pack?
Yeah.
Are you just going to take one home? All
right, let me go to Juan in L.A. Juan! Mi amigo!
Oh, qué pasó, man? LZ?
Yes, sir.
One.
Yes.
Before you get to your call, today is Mexican Independence Day. La Independencia de México. Okay?
Oh, man. I'm not Mexican, but I'll throw you a grito if you want.
That's what I want. I want a grito.
Hey, hey, man. I would just let you know, basura, that's all I got to say. Basura Clippers. I don't understand how. I went to sleep last night early because I figured, all right, the Clippers are going to be with the Lakers. We're going to see that happen. And in the middle of the night, I got all these texts coming in and waking me up in the middle of the night. I'm like, what's going on? And I look at my text, and sure enough, everybody's talking mess, talking about the Clippers loss. I go, no, 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 no. I woke up, turned on my ESPNs, and sure enough, they weren't lying. I couldn't believe it. Doc Rivers, I don't know, man. He's going to have to get another chance at it. I don't know, but there was no way the Clippers were going to go down Kobe Bryant Boulevard and have a parade. That's for damn sure.
Juanito, where are you from? If you're not Mexicano, where are you from?
Oh, man. Look, I was born in L.A., but my parents are from Ecuador. Huh?
Okay.
Puro sur americano, but americano after all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
But if you want to look, just look for my IG. It's called Just the Tip, because that's all I'm giving you, Just the Tip.
All right. All right, Just the Tip. We got to put you on hold. Give that man a prize pack just because he had the – give that man a prize pack. He and he gave us a grito on the way out.
I'm looking for it now. Yeah. Just the Tip.
All right. We got one more segment to go. We're going to talk about – we'll take more of your calls at 877-710-ESPN. We got the NFL picks versus the spread because our last show for a while, at least for this week. Because of the games. So we're going to do that. Feliz Independencia de México. Laura, say something for your people.
Is my mic? Oh, my mind's working.
Your
I wasn't
working.
Sure. Yeah, we got to drink some tequila. And if you don't drink tequila, then you got to go and get a beer.
Shout out to the folks of El Tesoro Tequila. They sent me some for Mexican Independence Day. I appreciate them. My friends at Tacolicious delivered it to me. So thank you to them. It was nice. Yeah. They sent me a cocktail kit and everything with, like, fancy juices to make margaritas and stuff.
Are you going to do all that?
I mean, maybe. We don't got a show for God knows how long. Why not?
Margaritas.
And I no longer have a sports center here. I got bumped by Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner. So
he's going to try and convince you that this has nothing to do with money.
Right, exactly. Yeah, sure. Sure, that's the case. All right, so we've got two things. Before we get to crosstalk with Scotty Caps, we got to do our picks against the spread, and I want to play that montage one more time from our boy at Pickup Hoop of all our friends in the media who went all in on the Clippers, and didn't work out so well for them. So we will have some fun with our friends in a moment. But Laura, give me some NFL music. Give me some. There we go. That works. Oh, so man. Here's how we do it.
Okay.
Our five games we pick against the spread. We also assign a confidence vote to it. For example, the team you are most confident in your pick against the spread, you give them a 5. You assign them a 5. The team you are least confident in, you assign them a 1. Greg Bergman keeps the point tally, and the four of us will compete all season long. And even when we don't have a show, if we're off for some reason, for whatever reason, we will do it on the internet to have receipts for everybody. So the first game, the three teams will always be part of this, the Rams, Chargers, and Raiders, barring a bye week. So we'll start with the Rams. The Los Angeles Rams are taking on the Eagles. They're going on the road. This game opened 3.5 Eagles. It is now a pick 'em at this point. I'm going to go with the Rams as a pick 'em because if everyone was jumping on the Rams as an underdog, I feel like they're still going to win the game. LZ, and that's a 5 for me. LZ, where are you going?
As I've said countless times before, George, I always pick the Rams, and they're always my top choice. So Rams, 5.
Okay. Greg Bergman.
Wow, are you really going to go with the Rams at a 5 every week? All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to take the Rams also at a 4, though.
Oh, look at you. 4.
Well, no, well,
four.
For this week, but he's going to take a 5 every week.
Every week?
You know, whatever. That's his method.
And you know how many of these I've won?
0.
None.
Laura, Rams, Eagles.
Rams, 5.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it, girl. Good. Show some confidence. Yeah.
There you go. So, look, Bergman, you're showing your Raider colors there by making them 4. Yeah. Next, the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 8.5-point favorites. I'm going to take the dog here and go with the Chargers plus the 8.5, but I'm not that confident. I'm just going to give it a 1. LZ.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs, and that's my 4.
Oh, okay.
Going
Greg Bergman.
Big on that one. I am also taking the Chiefs, but at a 2.
Okay. Laura?
I'm taking the Chiefs at a 3.
Okay, so this could swing it right here. I need this is good because I need to do some making up here. I need to make up some ground.
You need some points.
Zero. Right.
Yeah, I had a big goose egg last week. Well, we had 2 buys. So there's, ties, pushes. Raiders and Saints. The Saints are 5.5-point favorites on the road at the. What are those vacuums, those round vacuums that...
The Roombas.
Yes, Roomba. At the big Roomba in Las Vegas, because that's what the stadium looks like. The big Roomba, 5.5-point favorites, the Saints against the home team, the Raiders. I'm going to take the Raiders at the Roomba, plus 5.5, and that's my 2, LZ.
I'm going to do something I never do.
What's that?
I'm going to pick the Raiders.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'm going to do something I always do, which is show no confidence in them. They're my 1.
Okay. This is really more of a lack of confidence for me in Drew Brees. He's really hasn't been that great outside of the dome in a couple of years. So he's not as good in outside of the dome, so New Orleans. So that it's really more about Drew. And Michael Thomas, remember,
is Michael's out in this game. Yeah.
So there's that too. Bergman.
Obviously, I'm going with the Raiders as my 3. Then Josh Jacobs is going to run all over the Saints.
Okay. Lauda.
I'm going to go against all of you guys and go with the Saints, and that is my 1.
Okay. Not
fair. Stay with
not
the chest
confident.
Out.
Yeah, exactly.
My 1.
Yeah. Uno, numero uno. Next, the Patriots. Cam Newton, after a 1-0 start, will be taking on the Seahawks. The Seahawks are 4-point favorites in this game. I'm going to ride with Cam Newton and Bill Belichick. I feel like they're going to do this crazy thing where they're going to win some games. People are going to be like, whoa, what's going on in New England? Can they make the playoffs? Can they win the division? How good are they? So I think they can win, but I'm taking them plus the 4 because I think they're going to run the ball a lot and keep it low scoring. Pats plus 4, and that's my 3. LZ.
Pats plus 4, and that's your 3?
Yeah.
Who are they playing again?
The Seahawks.
The Hawks?
Mm-hmm.
Go Hawks? I got the Hawks, man.
Okay.
I got the Hawks. That's my 2.
Okay.
I am also taking the Hawks, but I'm going with the big old 5 on that. I do not trust
them. Wow.
Disrespectful. Man.
Give it to him, LZ.
That is very disrespectful, man.
Yes. Louder.
I'm going with the Hawks, and that is my 2.
Ooh, it's going to be an interesting week here. Mm-hmm. Ho, ho, ho. And then the final game, Ravens are 7-point favorites against the Houston Texans, who were a big flop. Big flop in their game against Kansas City in the opener. But they've had extra days. The Ravens blew out the Browns. I feel like the Texans are better than what they showed. So I'm going to take the Texans plus 7. A touchdown's a lot. And I'm going to make that my 4. LZ.
I'm going to go with the MVP, and that's my 3.
Okay.
I am also going with the MVP, but I'm only giving him a 1 because that is a lot of points.
It's just a touchdown.
Laura.
I'm going to go with the Ravens, and that's my 4.
Ooh, it's going to be really interesting this week because I am going against the grain on all these picks except for the Rams. All right. We're going to break. We will have the montage. We're going to play it for Cap because I feel like Cap's going to love this. It is the montage made by our friend on Twitter, at Pickup Hoop, of all the media people who picked the Clippers all season long and lived to regret it. We will have that and crosstalk coming up in 3 minutes. Sedano and LZ with you here. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles. Scotty Caps is coming up next. The Scott Kaplan Show. Oh, Scotty Caps, there's a lot of people right now eating crow. Who picked the Clippers? There's a lot of people in LA celebrating and mocking the Clippers. I could not go to bed. I literally was like, my eyelids were heavy as hell. But I could not get off Twitter yesterday because the jokes were flying. And not just from fans, like NBA players just mocking them openly.
Yeah, I think that yesterday Bergman said something before we all got off. He said, I want the Clippers to lose. And we all thought, well, why? I mean, at least I did. Did you think, I thought, well, Denver is the path of least resistance. That was the phrase you used, George.
Right.
And he said, no. He said, I want the Clippers to lose because I don't want them to ever have anything good. And I guess I just misunderstood, because when Michael Thompson called last night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, like, I heard the call was so good.
The guy was losing his mind, like hysterical, laughing in their face, and then had this whole rampage about how they don't belong in L.A. How dare they compare themselves to the Lakers? How dare they share the building? I mean, Michael just went off, and I went, oh. So I thought we wanted to see Kawhi LeBron. What you're saying is you don't, because you don't even want Kawhi to have the chance. Laker fans hate the Clipper organization. I learned that more so last night than ever before.
Well, I'm a Laker fan. I've been a Laker fan my whole life, Lakers, Pistons, all the way through. And I actually have something worse than hate for the Clippers growing up, particularly, which was indifference.
Right.
Which was even worse. Like, I paid attention in the sense of, like, we've had guys from the state of Michigan play for the Clippers, right? Like Lloyd Vaught, Gary Grant on the General was drafted by them. So I always kind of paid attention in terms of where local guys ended up. But in terms of what happened to their team, there was like a couple of times in which I was interested. Like when they had like Corey Maggette and Q Rich and that squad, they were fun.
Well, and the Chris Paul teams.
The Chris Paul teams, though, I never thought the Chris Paul teams were built to be a champion. And I know that sounds crazy, but I thought they were built to be entertaining, but I didn't feel like they had enough guys who were willing to dive on a loose ball for a 50-50 situation.
I mean, that 2013 team, now I don't think they would have beaten LeBron, Wade, and Bosch, but man, like they were pretty damn good. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, could they have beaten the Spurs, I guess, is the question.
They could have beaten Houston.
Or the Warriors, right? Like, you know, like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
But we'll
I thought
see.
Those teams had a chance.
We'll see. They got some good bones. That franchise still has good bones. It has a lot of good people. And I can't stress this enough. This is not the Sterling Clippers.
Right.
This organization has a lot of good, high-quality people involved in the day-to-day operations. And I hate that this happened to them because they're good people and they don't deserve it.
Right.
But you see, George, you said on Twitter yesterday, the Clipper curse is real. And LZ, I hear what you're saying. When you've got a Jerry West, when you've got an owner like Ballmer, when you've got a guy who I'm sure you guys probably know, I mean, I do, Lee Jenkins, who's a former SI writer, who's now inside the walls there. There's good people there, you know. But George, you said it on Twitter, the curse.
And it's a real thing now. I believe it now for sure. And yeah. I don't believe in that nonsense normally, but it's the juju's there, man. I talked to Paul Pierce about this on camera, okay, about this the other day at halftime when they blew – or after the game when they blew the first one over the weekend, or the second one actually at that point. And he was just like, yo, man, that stuff starts to weigh on you after a while. Because all you do is hear about the curse and this franchise, and it's never and you've never done this, and you're 0-whatever in closeout games to get to the conference finals. The stuff builds, and he's like, some guys aren't made for that. You know what I mean? Like, some guys will crack.
No, you're absolutely correct. I mean, obviously this isn't apples to apples, but I've never beaten a left-handed player in tennis. And I carry that with me in the back of my head every single time I play. So like someone who doesn't even know my last name, who right. happens to be left-handed, has an upper hand on me because I'm the one carrying this information to every single match against a left-hander. So if you're a Clipper person, whether you're a coach or a longtime employee or obviously a new player, you are aware of the curse. And it takes a real strong constitution, I think, to play past getting your own head to reaching your better potential.
Right, because if you're Kawhi Leonard, you're already thinking to yourself, I'm a champion, I'm an MVP of the finals, I don't, that Clipper curse doesn't have anything to do with me. You know, I'm the kind of guy that can change all of that. And then you get to game seven and you have that kind of performance. And I know one of the big talking points today was, you know, how Kawhi Leonard rarely gets criticized. And then today it was like, I think a lot of people were starting to say it's pretty much time.
Yeah, we made up for it all today as a group. Yes, as a collective.
Yeah. Everybody just jumped on him today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it worked out.
So you're celebrating Mexican Independence Day, is that right?
Sí, señor.
Yes, even though none of us are Mexican.
Right.
Except for Laura.
But Laura is.
Laura is.
We celebrate for Laura. We're a family around here.
Yeah. Yeah. George, I mean, you kind of have like the ability, I would think, to try and like, you know, camouflage in, right?
You said, I mean, he called you a faker, man.
I mean, I can, Key used to say that all the time, that That's true. Just morph into anything I wanted to be. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think we are all, I think that historically, Latinos have had too much infighting. And I believe whether you are Mexican or Central American or South American or Caribbean, we should all be one big happy Latino family. Yeah, so right. I am all in on everyone being a big happy family. Laura, you agree?
100%. Plus, that guy that did the grito did it better than I can ever do it. And he wasn't even Mexican.
Right. He was from Ecuador. Yeah. Exactly. So there you go.
George, how different is your Spanish, Cubano, South Florida Spanish?
Much different.
How different?
Much different. It's now I know how to speak non-Cuban Spanish too. Cubans speak with like a rough, they cut words off.
Why you keep you know saying what I mean? They? Why aren't you saying we?
Well, we. No. I don't. I try to speak proper Spanish, but generally they, you know, my people cut words off, and everyone has a different slang and dialect to it. Yeah.
Can you give us a little bit of Cuban Spanish and then your version of Mexican Spanish? And
look,
then,
I mean, listen, you don't have to go much further than any pop music that Pitbull puts out because he says every Cuban slang word in the world for everyone to hear, like, que hola, which means like, it's just like Cuban's way of saying, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, there's all sorts of stuff like that Cubans do that no one else does, but the world will hears Pitbull say it and all of a sudden, you know, they can repeat it, you know?
I love Pitbull. God, I freaking love Pitbull.
He's an unbelievable entertainer. Like I don't care what anybody says. Like no. I will rock with him all day.
Yeah, I love it. I love the suits. I love the shirts wide open. I love the sunglasses, the bald head. I love that he's a 305 boy. I love that he's shaking his hips. And I also, I got to admit, I get a big smile on my face. I know I sound corny when I'm saying this. I find his stuff to be very inspirational too, you know?
His story is amazing. So funny story about Pitbull. LZ, I may have told you this in the past. Pitbull started, he was a gangster rapper, okay? And in Miami, he wanted to be like Hispanic Eminem. Like that was his deal. Like he was a battle rapper at first. And Luther Campbell, aka Uncle Luke from the Two Live Crew, he's like the godfather of Miami rap, right? Like Trick Daddy, all these guys came through him. And he met this Pitbull at a very young age and he said to him, dog, forget that. You need to go pop. Like, go make money. You know what I'm saying? Like I get what you're trying to do, but tell your story in a way where people can dance and everyone can like it and enjoy it and make money. And he did it. He says to this day, those were the smartest words he ever listened to. And that's why he is a bazillionaire now. You know, I mean, he makes
love
more
Pitbull.
Money than almost anyone. You know,
love him. What's the song? I got my rent days ago. I worked my ass off. I just can't pay it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I got just enough.
To he get collaborates up in this with
club.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And have a good time before the night's up. Let's get it.
I wanna be if it's your life.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, out of all the Pitbull songs, y'all go with that one?
No, no, that's what Scott went with.
I like that one. I like that one part where he breaks in the middle of it. And he's like, "Yo, I get it. You know, I've been there. But any day above ground is a good day. I got my rent the other day. I got to go to the club." However it goes.
I'm even more basic, Scott. Just give me I Know You Want Me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
That's about as basic.
Well, but that's like got it. But he, you know what he's good at?
I know you want me.
He's great at remixing all those old tunes that we grew up with from like the late 70s and early 80s. That's true. What he does really well.
No. He's a mad genius in a lot of ways. But why are we spending so much time talking about Pitbull when it's Mexican Independence Day? Damn it. Mexican.
Arriba! Andale!
So what's the celebration going to be tonight, LZ? What kind of tequila you got?
That's a good question. I have a variety that I bring back with me whenever I go down to PV. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look in the stash. But I got a couple of buddies who are in town. So it's really about what kind of tequila they want to drink. Because mm-hmm. they're actually Mexican-Americans. So I think if any day they should pick the drinks, it should be today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going a little El Tesoro tequila. It was delivered to me by the folks there and at Tacolicious. They sent me a little cocktail pack. So I'm going to partake in El Tesoro tequila tonight.
I'm kind of bummed a little bit because every night there's always great stuff on. And tonight there's nothing.
No.
You know?
I mean, no, like and the Dodger night, game was already earlier, right? So there's that. Yeah.
I got the Mets and the Phillies, and I got to be honest with you, I have zero interest in this baseball game.
Well, if you're bored, the 2018 French Open is going on right now on the tennis channel or something. I was watching Federer versus Wawrinka. If you're really bored,
yeah. I just look, we're in the middle of like this sports tsunami, and it's just the rare slow day is what it is at this point.
Yeah, Dodgers Padres this afternoon. If that would have been on right now, that would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been fun. I'm actually watching the replay as we speak. All right, Scotty Caps, what do you got on the show tonight?
We got a great show tonight, but I will tell you this. The highlight of the show tonight, I do think, is going to be Rams quarterback Jared Goff. I think.
Nice.
I'm not positive, though. I mean, Jared Goff's good, you know? But you guys know the writer Jeff Perlman? He's got that book, Three Ring Circus, that's coming out about the Lakers?
Yeah.
I've been starting to read that. I got one of those advanced copies, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's going to be the TV show that they're making too, right, on HBO?
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you're telling me that.
I'm pretty sure that the Jeff Perlman book is going to be a TV show that they're casting on the Lakers. Yes, on the Showtime Lakers.
Wow. Well, I would like to talk to him. Well, I'm going to talk to him about it, you know? And we got a lot going on tonight. I'm going to talk a bunch of NFL, some Major League Baseball. I'm going to talk about the Clippers disaster. And Jared Goff's going to be here, which is going to be really good. Jared is, I like this guy, you know, and I just like the personality. I like talking to a 25-year-old guy, like trying to dig into him a little bit, like not just, let's just talk football and let's talk Eagles. I mean, just we get into some personal stuff, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, can you find out if he's still dating that girl he brought with him to the ESPYs last year?
Yeah, what's her name? Kristen something? I was looking her up today.
She caught my eye.
Yeah, because I looked her up on, I'm stalking now. On Instagram, and I found a picture of the two of them on her Instagram, and then I, like a schmuck, go in there, and I'm like, hey, Jared's going to be on the show tonight. You guys should tune in. I'm stalking them on Instagram.
On her Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog, I would block you for that.
I know, right? Like, I was hoping she'd follow me.
All right, Cap, enjoy the show. Have a great one, and as Pitbull would say, dolly.
Darling to you.
All right, there you go. Right.
I'm not sure if that's how it works, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Cap is up next. LZ, excellent work as always.
You too, my friend.
Great job, Greg and Laura. Everyone enjoy La Independencia de México. Yeah.
Yeah.
So enjoy that. Scott Kaplan's up next. Have a great night. See ya.